man. To Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The wonderful truth about the Lord Jesus Christ coming to meet the spiritual need of every human being who will open their life to him, who will accept him as Savior and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to know, to partake of the Lord Jesus by faith, inviting him to come into our life and to forgive us for our sin and to give to us the gift of salvation and eternal life. And, oh, beloved, when you taste of the Lord Jesus, that is, when you put your faith and trust in him and spiritually receive him into your spirit through the indwelling Holy Spirit, your life is filled to overflowing. You know and understand then the symbolism of being filled with that which satisfies your inner longing, being filled with that for which you're thirsting and looking for. Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to every man's need and to every man's desire, and how wonderful it is to know him as one's personal Savior and to invite him into your life. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and I'm so glad you've turned to join us again today. I hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Matthew. We're continuing in our study concerning the last week of the Lord Jesus prior to his death and the various events that transpired and his walk with the disciples and the things that he taught them in those final few days before he would go to the cross to die for the sins of mankind, to be buried, and to come forth victor over death, hell, and the grave. And here in Matthew 24, we've been studying about Daniel, and we've gone to the Old Testament book of Daniel and have been discussing that wonderful prophecy found in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 21 through 27, and the amazing and marvelous truths that God revealed to Daniel concerning the future that is yet to come, which has not yet even now come, though Daniel spoke many centuries even before the Lord Jesus Christ came. And thus we see another reason why we know that God's Word is true, because many Old Testament prophecies are being fulfilled, and even today we're seeing our world moving toward the one world government that Daniel was pointing toward, and the one world dominion of one man who will rule over the entire earth for the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation period, which is called the Great Tribulation, and we'll be discussing that a little more in just a few moments. So get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Matthew chapter 24. And those of you who do not have a New Testament, we would like to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. We'll send you a New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll send you a prayer card. We'll send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you other Christian literature that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. We'll send you an outline on praying on the whole armor of God and the blessing that comes from walking in obedience to the Lord, and how to know the Lord as your Savior, and how to grow in in the knowledge of the Lord, many different things that it will be our pleasure and joy to mail to you absolutely free and postage paid if you'll simply write to us. Bread of Life Broadcast, or you can just address your letter to Bob Griggs. Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. And our post office box is 825. 825, post office box 825. And then write on the next line, Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, and then capital C-O, that stands for Colorado, the state we live in here in the United States. Capital C-O, period, and then our zip code, which is very important, 81137-0825. And then, of course, on the last line, you want to put United States of America, or USA, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A. United States of America. It's very important that you have that on your letter, otherwise we'll not receive it. United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you. And now, in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, we've been talking about this future event of the time of great tribulation that Daniel foretold that was going to come to pass. Daniel's 70th week, it's called. It's a week of 7 years. And it's called the 70th week of Daniel, which he prophesied and foretold. And in the midst, at the beginning of that 7 weeks, there will come a man upon the scene of the world who will make peace between Israel and the rest of the world. As we all are very well aware of, there's much war and chaos going on in Israel right now, even as I'm communicating with you. And by the time you hear this broadcast, I don't know what the situation will be. But Israel is having constant trouble because of the neighbors around her trying to destroy her and desiring to get rid of her. And there are other countries of the world that hate Israel and hate the Jewish people and want to destroy them. There will one day come upon the scene a man, one man, who will have a peace plan for 7 years, and he will guarantee Israel peace for 7 years. And when he guarantees Israel peace for 7 years, Israel will begin to rebuild her temple during the first 3.5 years of that 7-year period of time. Israel will rebuild her temple. And in the midst of that 7 years, this man who will have made that peace treaty and will be uniting the world together into a one-world government during that first 3.5 years, he will move into the city of Jerusalem. He will move into the Holy of Holies in the temple that will be built during that first 3.5 years, and he will say that he is God and will move into the Holy of Holies. This is the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Verse 16. Then he's talking to the Jewish people that are in Israel. Then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains, because this man will turn his wrath upon the nation of Israel. And thus the warning, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. That is, he will only have just a brief time to escape and to get away. And so he said, you're not going to have time to pack. You must jump up and you must flee immediately. let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Verse 18. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. He said, when you learn that he has moved into the city of Jerusalem and has moved into the temple and is standing in the holy place, then flee for your life. Get up and leave. Don't try to pack anything. Don't try to go back to get anything. Get out of there as quickly as you can. And in verse 19 he says, woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. It's going to be a very difficult time for mothers with children. And mothers are women that are pregnant, because they're going to have to flee, and they're not going to have any milk available. They're not going to have any of the things available that children need. They're going to have to flee for themselves and flee for their lives and flee with their children. And it's going to be a very difficult time for them to get away. And he says in verse 20, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Why? Because in the winter there's rain in Israel. There's rain in the hills of Judea. There's rain, and it fills the valleys with water. There's floods in the desert areas, and it fills the wadis, they call them. Or we call them gullies out in West Texas or in New Mexico. We call them gullies, because they're dry areas normally that are very dry and that you can walk across, but when it rains in the hills, why, these areas are filled with water, and those that are escaping will not have any way to get across. And so he says, pray that your flight will not be in winter when the rains and when the wadis are filled with water, neither on the Sabbath day, because on the Sabbath day under the Judaism and the Jewish religion, they can only travel a certain distance. And so pray that it be not on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Oh, listen, beloved, the book of Revelation begins to describe the judgment. Hold your place here. Go with me to Revelation chapter 12, and here we're going to read about this time of great judgment that's coming and the trouble that's going to be poured out upon Israel. Beginning with verse 13, we read these words, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Now here in Revelation chapter 12, there's a lot of symbolism. And we see in verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. When this occurs, he's going to persecute Israel, the nation of Israel. And this is going to take place at the midst of the seven-year tribulation period, when the false beast and false prophet will begin to persecute Israel. Till next time, goodbye.